Let us bow our heads for an opening prayer. The purpose of the opening prayer is really to humble ourselves to allow God to enter in our worship service and lead us in our time of song, prayer, and word. We pray. Almighty God, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts in worship today, that the Holy Spirit may rule, direct, and comfort us. We humbly ask that the Holy Spirit would go with us today, so that we can be strengthened to do good works for others. We pray this in the name of Jesus, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Dear friends, Jesus encouraged us and his disciples at one moment, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, with these words, "I will be with you always." Let us take him at Jesus' word and come into his presence, sharing our great need as we confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God all my sins with which I have offended you, especially the sin of trying to go it alone without you. On my own, I am weak, and sin so easily makes me forget your will for my life. Because of your merciful death on the cross and in the power of your resurrection from the dead, let me hear from you the words of your grace and forgiveness and new life. Amen. In keeping with his promise, the Lord sends another helper to deliver his own words of forgiveness today, that helper being the Holy Spirit. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And just a note before we open up with our hymn of praise, I love this opening question. Can athletes write music? I think so. Maltby Babcock was an athlete, an outstanding baseball pitcher and a champion swimmer. He kept himself in shape by running. When he was pastor of the First Presbyterian Church in Lockport, New York, he would run out in the early morning to the brow of the hill 2 miles away and look over at Lake Ontario. Before he left, he would tell his church staff, "I am going out to see my Father's world." From the brow of the hill, he would run 2 more miles to a deep ravine where as many as 40 different species of birds found a sanctuary. Then he would run back. Perhaps it was Babcock's love of athletics and nature that inspired our praise song for today. This is my Father's world. Please rise as we sing the song together.